Our scripture reading on this Easter Sunday is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20. This is what is written. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed, but they still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. For ministers, Easter has got to be the best Sunday of the whole year. On Easter Sunday, we come and stand in front of congregations and we see a packed house. Everybody comes to Easter. People that are here every week, they're here at Easter, but some of you that are a little less regular, you also come at Easter. It is wonderful. But it's not just wonderful for we pastors and preachers. The whole congregation, I can see, enjoys Easter. In the foyer before the service begins, I hear people talking to each other, and they say to each other, "Christ is risen!" And someone responds, "He is risen indeed." And there are smiles, big Easter smiles. You see, there are people that are dressed so beautifully. A lot of the ladies and the girls come in Easter dresses with fancy Easter hats. The only day of the year that I know that people wear hats to church anymore is on Easter Sunday. And it's very, very cool. It's a day when we preach about about life and joy and victory. And everybody smiles the whole day. Easter this year is a whole lot different. I'm speaking to you, and the church is pretty well empty. There's a couple of people here that are helping to monitor the sound and to take the video, but other than these servants, this place is an echoing empty chamber. This is a year, and this is an Easter when people are not going to their homes with and meeting their families there from far away, that all come together to celebrate this day, to have a big dinner and to enjoy being together. This is an Easter when people are apart, where people are isolated, where people are alone. This is a strange Easter. As I've been thinking about this, because ever since this coronavirus, this COVID-19 situation erupted and forced us to have worship in this way, this online way, I've been thinking about Easter and grieving a little bit that we couldn't all be together and that it can't be like it always has been. But then I started to think and I realized something, that this might be a more authentic Easter. It's a strange thing to say. Maybe you say, what is he talking about? I was thinking about that very first Easter when Mary Magdalene, she went to the cemetery. Jesus had died on the cross on Friday. And because he was placed in the tomb and then the Sabbath day came, no one could go to the cemetery. No one could pay their respects. They had to wait until the third day before they could go and visit the tomb of Jesus. So Easter began in the dark. The text says, while it was still dark, Mary went to the tomb. And Mary went not only in the dark because the sun had not even risen yet, she went because it was dark in her heart. She had experienced such terrible, horrible, awful things. She had seen Jesus being arrested. She knew that he had been terribly beaten and whipped, mutilated. She had seen him nailed to that cross, and she had seen the life ebb out of him. She had seen his limp body pried off that cross and carried away. But she had not been able to pay her respects. Easter began in the darkness. And she made her sad journey to the cemetery and expected to stand in front of a closed tomb and simply grieve. When she got there, she could see in the dimness, in the shadows, that something was very wrong. That tomb was not sealed by the huge stone that had been rolled in front of it. That tomb was gaping open. And she thought, what in the world is happening? And she knew what had happened. Jesus had enemies. There were people who were jealous of him, who were threatened by him, who were angry with him. And not only had they seen to his death, they were now committed to desecrating his remains. What does that do to a person? To not only be grieving the loss of someone you love, but to know that the humiliation is continuing even beyond death. She was broken on Easter. I think a lot of us know our own brokenness on this Easter Sunday. We know that there are those of us who are at home and are worried. There are those of us who know friends and family who are in the hospital. We know people at risk and we fear what might be. We hear the numbers of the multitudes who have fallen sick and the threat of death that is upon them. We know that many have died all around the world. And we say, this is a dark, dark Easter. How can we sing the songs of joy when we are living under the shadow of death? Well, Mary was in that place, in that dark place. And she heard what the angels said to her. They said, "Why are you crying?" And she turned and she saw a man whom she did not recognize at first, who said, "Why are you crying and who are you looking for?" Surely those have to be the most ridiculous questions ever. What do you say to a person who is in a cemetery, in front of an open tomb that everyone knows had a body in it, and that body is gone? Say, "Why are you crying?" "I am crying because of the loss, because of the pain. I'm crying because the evil in this world had affected, had impacted, had took the life. I am crying because there is such evil in the world. I am crying because I am bereft. And who am I looking for? I'm looking for Jesus. But all I expect is the still and lifeless body of the one who was crucified." When you come to Easter, where do you find it? And where do you find it best? And where do you find it most purely? I think a place where you might find Easter is in the waiting room of an emergency department at the hospital. You find it when you sit there and the doctor comes to you with a grim look on her face and says, "I'm sorry, there was nothing we could do." And you find Easter. I think Easter is found in the funeral home when you walk in and you see down the far end of the room, you see that there is a casket. And you know that your dad is in there. And that's when you need Easter. That's when you can find it. Easter can be found in the dark and sad and lonely places. Because that is where Jesus comes to us. And that is where the gospel is heard and felt most powerfully, most beautiful, most urgently. We open our ears, we open our eyes. Mary Magdalene, standing in that cemetery, her eyes flooded with tears. Maybe that's why she didn't recognize Jesus. And she said, "What have you done with the body of my friend, my master, my teacher? Tell me where you have put him so I can go and get him and bring him back." And it's almost a sad and terrible humor that this woman, a single person, would be able to throw a dead body over her shoulder and carry it back by herself. But she was willing to try because she loved. Jesus had a response to her. It was not what you might have thought. Maybe you would think that Jesus, having been with her and the other disciples, having taught them, having showed them the kingdom and all these things, having been very clear about the fact that he would die and that he would rise, he didn't say, "You silly person. Didn't you know? Don't you remember? Weren't you listening? Don't you understand? Have you no faith?" Jesus didn't do that to Mary. What he did is he said, "Mary." And on the hearing of her name from the lips of the Lord, she knew what it was all about. She understood that out of death has come life, that out of what everyone else would say was defeat has come victory. And she said, "Rabboni, teacher." In your darkness, in your difficult time, in your sad moments, when your eyes are filled with tears and you cannot see the Lord, on Easter, he says your name. And he does not accuse you. He does not express disappointment in you. He simply says your name because he loves you. That's what Easter is all about. It is about we who are undeserving receiving the grace and mercy and life from Christ. He does not accuse us. He embraces us. He does not push us away. He draws us into the family of God so that we can find joy breaking forth into our lives again. On this Easter day, I pray that you will hear the Lord and that you will hear him say your name and that you too will respond and say, "Rabboni." This is a good Easter because we have come to understand that out of the trials and tribulations of life, out of the fears and disappointments comes the Lord with victory and love for you. Thanks be to God for his grace to us. We're going to move into a time of sharing of our testimony. And the testimony on this day is one that we will sing together. I ask that as we move into that song, that you will sing along or reflect upon the song as it is sung and say, this is the faith that God has given us. Thanks be to God.